Shalom everyone and welcome to our next series on Tehillim. And Yirtzeh Hashem, although other series were really enjoyable and Baruch Hashem, I think well received, I enjoyed learning with all of you. This one is different in the sense that to take on a series of Tehillim 10 minutes a week is more daunting because it will, God willing, take us a good few years to be able to finish, but a worthwhile venture. To really spend time together learning and understanding the depth of David HaMelech's Sefer Tehillim and to understand why it's become the Sefer, our go-to Sefer for all people to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of tzara, in times of illness, calamity, but also in regular happy times. And why Tehillim is the conduit with which we always seem to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our goal and learn together. And I hope Yirtzeh Hashem to be able to, with your feedback, of course, be able to learn from one another and hopefully make this a very meaningful, uplifting, inspiring experience and give us the tools with which to use Tehillim in the greatest depth way that we possibly can. I want to thank specifically women of our community, to thank the women of West Hempstead for always inspiring me with their dedication to davening and specifically saying Tehillim for all occasions. That's really where the impetus for this shiur, this series came from. So specifically thank you to the women of our community for their very heartfelt dedication to Tehillim and inspiring this series to understand Tehillim in more depth. Lastly, we're going to each week spend about 10 minutes every early Tuesday morning. Hopefully, eventually, God willing, you'll be in live in person. But of course, now because of COVID, we are going to be remote. And so please look for a recording every Tuesday morning of about a 10-minute thought or shiur on Tehillim. And always please send feedback, emails, text. I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts and insights into our learning together. Without further ado, let's begin B'siyata D'Shmaya with God's help to be able to understand the Sefer of Tehillim. Let's begin this week with introduction number one. There are going to be about two or three introductory shiurim, 10 minutes on Tehillim. This is part one. And part one, we're going to discuss a very important issue, which is the issue of why out of all people was David HaMelech chosen to be the author, so to speak, of Tehillim. And it sounds like a very strange question. He is the author, of course. Yet, Rashi, in his first words on Tehillim, Perush on Tehillim, writes, Basar l'shonos shel zemer nemar sefer zeh. There were 10 languages of zemer, of song, said in Tehillim. Lam natseach, nigun, mizmor, shir, halel, tefillah, Bracha, Hoda, Ashrei, Halleluka. These 10 languages kind of define and give context to the entire Sefer. Every Mizmor has one of these kinds of expressions of Zemer, of song. Why Rashi wants to know were there 10 languages of song in Tehillim? Keneged, corresponding to Asara b'nei Adam, Sha'amruhu, who said, the Sefer of Tehillim. Can I get the 10 people, the 10 individuals in Tanakh who expressed these prakim, chapters of Tehillim? Adam, Maki Tzedek, Avraham, Moshe, David, Shlomo, Asaf, and the three sons of Korach. 10 people, 10 individuals really comprise the entire Sefer Tehillim. And so, the Medrash Shochar Tov on Tehillim asks the obvious question. If there really were 10 authors for this beautiful Sefer of Tehillim, or 10 people who contributed to Tehillim, why was David chosen as the one to be considered the author, the composer, or the collaborator mostly of this Sefer? Asks the Medrash Shochar Tov. Why was David chosen? Lama? Why? Shekolo Arev Yoser Mikulchem. Because David's voice was more sweet than all of them. How do we know that? Hadahu Dichsiv. Uneim Zemiros Yisrael. The Medrash quotes the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Please look it up if you have a moment, where the Navi is describing the last messages of David HaMelech and refers to him as Neim Zemiros Yisrael, the pleasant voice of song for Klal Yisrael. And so out of all these 10 authors of Tehillim, David's considered to be the author of this Sefer. What does the Medrash mean that it calls him the sweet singer of Yisrael? Why is that the answer to why he was chosen as the person to accept from him this beautiful Sefer of Tehillim? And so I saw a beautiful Hesber explanation from a very incredible character of Rabban Jewish history, Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal, Hashem Yikom Damo, who of course was killed in the Holocaust. I would like to say his grandson, who's also named Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal, was my chavrusa. Every week, my first year in Central, when I taught there my first year, he was still teaching in Central, named for his grandfather, an incredible Talmid Chacham, and a very inspiring person. We learned together every single week his grandfather's Torah. In his Sefer, that's the grandfather, the Mishnah Sachir, in the Hatzamah Tehillim, he says a beautiful thing. He says, what the Medrash means, that David was the Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael. Many, of course, I'm sure, had nice voices. Many expressed themselves in their songs, in their kapitlach, in their chapters of Tehillim, very eloquently, very beautifully. What made David different, and the reason why he was the one to present this Sefer to us, is because he wrote in a beautiful way that kind of gathers thoughts from all of Jewish history, from past, present, his own life, and even for the future. He wrote it in a way which is relevant to all of Klal Yisrael for all of eternity. He wanted to make them universal. And in fact, the Gemara in Pesachim points out that all the Shiras Tishbachos, all of the songs, and all of the praises that David said in Tehillim are actually either written in Lashon Yachid, in singular, or in Lashon Tibor, Lashon Rabim, in the plural. Why? Because David had some of them relate to his own personal life. He felt there were things we can learn from his personal journey, his personal story. Those are written in the singular in Yachid. But he wrote certain ones in Lashon Rabim because he felt they were more descriptive of the general theme of Klal Yisrael. They were descriptive of events in Jewish history, bigger events, or things that really are relevant to the entire Jewish community, past, present, and future. But the point is that Tziv, in the Hamak She'ela, writes, he says that David HaMelech wanted that this Sefer Tehillim should find relevance, and everyone should find relevance to their own personal experience. He had that insight and that vision. And that's why he became the author of Tehillim, the person to present this Sefer as his legacy of Tefillah to Klal Yisrael, because he was insightful enough to realize that these prakim, although some of them do describe, in fact, his own personal life, his own personal story, he wanted to make sure they're written in a way that each one of us can find, whether it's written in Yachid or Rabin, each one of us can find its relevance in our personal life. How often do we find that we see a pasuk or a perek that speaks so much to something we are going through ourselves, whether it could be something challenging or even something great or amazing? I always like to tell people, and actually I'll credit another woman in our community. I don't want to quote her that permission, but we came up with a strategy, a little bit of a chap, that people unfortunately only use Tehillim in times of calamity, times of challenge, times of illness, times of seriousness. But we also should say Tehillim in times of joy, whether at a wedding, a bar mitzvah. Often you find, I've seen recently more often, that at a dedication of a Sefer Torah, people start with, the ceremony starts with a kapitel Tehillim. Why Tehillim? Because it's a time of joy, to give shevach, to give shir, song and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, just about today's short shir, short lesson of Tehillim, to begin our learning together, we ask the question of why was David HaMelech chosen or allowed to be the author, singular author, credited with the authorship of Tehillim. Rashi points out that many contributed, 10 people contributed to the Sefer. We see by the languages of the Sefer. And the Medrash says, because it was the Ni'im Zemir Yisrael, he was the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. And the Malbim, the Mishnah Sachir, and the Netziv all explain that he had the unique talent, David HaMelech, to be able to write, whether it's singular or plural, in a way which encapsulated, captured all of history, past, present, and future, and also to be able to write in such a way that relates to every single person, past, present, and future, in Klal Yisrael, to give them the tool to be able to find in those words of Tehillim that he wrote the connection to themselves, to their own personal life. And that's what it means that he was the Ne'im Zemir Yisrael, and that's why he was chosen as the person to give us the beautiful gift of Sefer Tehillim. Again, looking forward, Amir Tashem, to a meaningful experience learned together. I welcome always your thoughts and your insights. Please feel free to always email me, rabbigaller@yiwh.org, or you can text me or call me, 516-946-9421. Amir Tashem, hopefully also having the chance eventually to be able to learn live together, hopefully, the Sefer of Tehillim, wishing all of you a wonderful and meaningful day.